I've recently been helping a good client of mine with some venture capital funding needs. So we've been helping them to actually go out and get funding for a project that we're working on for them. And they spent about 2 weeks putting together a full package for business plan and presentations and organizing meetings and things, and actually ended up giving two presentations to different groups of angel investors. And from their words, it basically it didn't go too brilliantly. That isn't to say that they did poor with the presentations or anything like that. In fact, we know that they did quite well because of their pre-presentation reviews of those materials. But it can be very disheartening then to come away from these wealthy people who are looking for a great idea to invest in, and you think, well, this is my baby, this is my idea, this is what I think is going to make me money. So somebody else, surely these wealthy people can see that it's going to be good. Well, yeah, they can. Their expectations are a lot higher though, and I think the key lesson for me from from those situations is to not get disheartened. Don't believe that your product, no matter what stage it's in, is a failure because a bunch of blokes in a room don't believe in it. Remember that a lot of these people probably have nothing to do with the industry that you're specifically in. And even if you can find somebody who is in that industry, they might be of the mind that, well, this we don't need this product in this industry. And they probably won't buy into it on the basis that they personally don't think it's a necessity, even if all of the research that you've done up to that point suggests that it'll be a hit. And so they won't invest. And it doesn't mean that your idea or your product is bad or wrong or unnecessary. It just means that they don't believe that it is. And that's not the be-all and end-all of investment. And particularly when it comes to a software product, if you're looking to finish off the development, nobody's going to know how good it is until it's actually ready and how useful it is. And you can always iterate on that. So getting the product to launch is a real key aspect, and probably should be done really before you even venture into the world of seed funding or anything like that. And I think also you want to build up a customer base before you apply for any funding. You want to make sure that your idea really is worthwhile, and that can be the hardest lesson, that failing in that arena when you've had to do it all by yourself can be a hard pill to swallow, but yeah, pointing back to recent articles that I've read, one particularly, I think it was by Elliot Kember, formerly of Carsonified, who basically said, failure is good, and the more times you fail, the closer you're going to be to success. And I think that this is something that we all have to go through at one point or another. Particularly with a software product, though, you might find failure comes more regularly in smaller doses, and it's when you find a win that you've got to really, really take it to heart. And don't get too discouraged when other people don't buy into your idea, because it's probably still worth giving it a go. And so you should do everything you can to at least try, even if you fail.